The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
On this lovely planet of ours. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here.
Yes, welcome to Being.
You ready for today's show?
I am.
Shall we start?
Okay, let's continue.
Start,
maintain, complete, repeat.
That's today's show.
Well, you can go start, continue, complete, repeat, too. Because that's where people get stuck usually. Some people are good starters, but they're not too good at maintaining or completing till they get the job done.
And some people have big gaps between things. Like they're not so hot at starting, but once they get going, they're good to go. So today we'll talk about all sorts of different aspects of completing your projects, your starting, maintaining, completing, and then repeating the whole process.
And your life is a process of start, maintain, and complete. And then repeat.
Yep.
Like each day is new.
So let's go back to our standard.
Let's start with
repeating listening, right. We just want to encourage everybody once again to listen, as listening will pull you into the moment.
And we define listening as listening to what another person is saying, to hear what they're saying from their point of view. Most of us listen to our thoughts about what other people are saying to see whether we agree or disagree or already know what they're talking about. So today, see if you can listen with the intention of being an empty vessel to receive what people are saying. And you don't have to believe what they're saying. You don't have to believe us. In fact, you're better off not believing us. But listen and see what we're saying from our point of view. That will allow you to get into the current moment of your life. And this show is enough for your life to transform. You can actually become enlightened out of listening.
And it's not only about listening to the two of us today. It's also about listening to those who call in from his or her perspective, really to allow what another person is saying in so that it pulls you into the moment. And simply being here is enough to have your life transform.
Now our work is based in three very simple ideas. The first one is, if you resist anything, you keep it in place. So anything that you say no to sticks around. So if you have these repeating cycles of, oh, I thought I was over this, then you're saying no to this, which you're trying to get rid of, and that keeps it in place.
Also, if you have these never-ending projects, chances are you're saying no to some aspect of it. Second thing is, you can only be exactly as you are in any instant of time. So right now, in this moment, this instant, you can only be exactly as you are.
Now, that's the second idea or second principle. And the third idea is that anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself in the instant that you see it. So if there's something that you've been complaining about to yourself, if you notice that you're complaining, if you don't judge yourself for complaining, that's enough to have the complaining stop. That simple. Now, most of us are habituated to complaining. I don't think I said that our approach is anthropological, not psychological, not psychotherapeutic. We're not trying to change or fix anybody. We're not problem solution oriented. We're not trying to get you better. We're actually allowing you to discover how to access the current moment of your life. And when you're in the current moment of your life, rather than thinking about the current moment, your life transforms.
I like that. You know, we haven't noticed. We have noticed, but we haven't mentioned it yet. Shai and I finish each other's sentences. So just like to warn you about that somewhere near the front of the show, so that if you've noticed it and you might happen to be resisting it, that you can let go of that, because
we're going to keep doing it.
That seems to be our style. Start, maintain, complete, repeat. Sounds like a exercise video or something.
Well, life is a little bit like an exercise video.
Yes, every day you
keep
get up.
Keep going up until you get it right.
Yep, it's a little like Groundhog Day. You know, if you aren't productive or effective and satisfied with consistency, that's the word, with consistency, you're simply missing one of the above steps. You forget to restart. You aren't just maintaining things. Or you have lots of incompletions around. I guarantee you there are a number of you listening today. If you stop what you're doing, if you happen to be in your office or your home and you look around, you'll see a host of incompletions. Even if you're in your car listening to this on your MP3 player, I wouldn't be surprised if there are things left to do in your car.
Like cleaning the windshield.
Cleaning the windshield or vacuuming. Life has a tendency to devolve down into the lowest common denominator. So one of the things that happens is, as life goes along, incompletions happen, whether it's your
dishes in the sink,
mm-hmm.
dust bunnies in the corners, life devolves.
Laundry, kitty litter, you name it, it keeps accumulating.
That's right.
And
if you say yes to what you have to do, then it's over. You do it, and it's over. If you say no to it, you put it off, and it sticks around, and it follows you around.
But then we have our preferences. Preferences. Sometimes certain activities in our lives are not to our preferences, so we drag our feet around those. You drag around your feet on those things you don't prefer to do. It slows down everything. And it also cuts out your satisfaction. When you catch the knack of engaging in your life regardless of the activity, whether or not you feel like it, that conversation, I don't feel like doing the dishes, is a conversation. It's not that you don't feel like it. You have the thought, I don't feel like it.
And if you believe that your thoughts are you, then you won't do those things that you don't feel like doing. Here's the other thing. None of us really enjoy being told what to do. You know, we make New Year's resolutions, for instance, and then we don't want to do those things. You know, we say we'll work out, and then we don't go to the gym. We say we'll do our homework, and somehow the video game becomes more important than the homework.
And here we are, just after the new year, and I'll bet many of you have had bursts of fitness and activity, and you get sore, and then you quit and get discouraged. Or you have the idea, that's it, you make a resolution after the new year, I'm going to exercise every day. And the resolution is not a realistic one. You tell yourself what you hope you're going to do, not what you're actually going to do. And then you break your word with yourself, and then you bury the whole thing, and you go to sleep to it, and you get slower and slower. And it really is this cycle of disappointing yourself over and over again.
It may be time to hit the restart button on your life.
Well, we have a caller.
Oh, good.
Shall we take her?
Absolutely.
Aunt Tia, are you with us? Hi, where are you calling in from?
From Germany.
Where in Germany?
Hamburg.
One of our favorite cities in Germany.
Yeah, best city in Germany, I would say.
Oh, well, yes, because you're there.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was listening, and I just always love to listen to what you have to say. And I have a question for my project at work. that I feel I always get stuck in some points. And I'm wondering, I've listened to your yes and no, you said, like if you say yes to something or you say no to something. And I have the feeling I have things that I even don't realize that I say no to it. I just forget about them.
And then, convenient.
Like, say again? You said convenient?
That's convenient if you don't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
So, see, Antia, if there's something that you don't want to do, you'll forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Other things will take the place, and you won't get to it.
Yeah. I just wonder about it because I feel that I'm so much more effective in work and that I do things, even the ones that I, you know, normally are not my preference. I don't complain about it. I just do them, and there are still some things that I forget, that I keep forgetting.
Well, I have found that as our projects get more extensive and as we have lots of different pieces to things that we're doing, it is really useful for us to make a list, not list of things we hope to do or want to do, but lists of things that we are going to do and don't want to forget.
Right. We're going to do them, and we just want to make sure that we don't forget something.
We make lists before we leave to go to seminars of items to bring so we don't inadvertently leave something in our office or at home and get to the seminar location and we don't have it.
Or we make shopping lists, what we're going to get at the store, so we don't drop something out.
Now, lists aren't going to work for you if you put on there the things that you're trying to make yourself do but don't really intend to do. So part of it is to be honest with yourself up front about what you are actually going to do and what you're trying to make yourself do but have no intention of doing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes. I still have maybe I have one example that I'm somewhat stuck with in business. I know it's just a simple thing. I have to go in the basement to get some stuff out there. It's information that needs to get taken to my tax accountant. And I actually see, I have a list. I put it down, I wrote it down, and I in my practice, and then all other things I do on priority, you know?
Okay.
And then when I go home, I think, oh, my God, you wanted to go in the basement. And I I'm not sure if this is really, because I want to sell my practice, and I'm pretty sure that this is really my truth.
Antia?
Yes.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
So we're going to come back to your truth right
and
after
your
the break.
Brilliant question right after the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be back with Antia.
Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Just a reminder, we're back in New York for Monday Night Live for a special event on relationships on February 13th. And the international conference call for you, Antia, and the folks in Europe and also in China, because they call into the international call as well, is on Valentine's Day, February 14th. So you are welcome to join us. Still with us, Antia?
Yes.
So you say you put it on your list, and then you get home and you have just totally overlooked it.
Yes.
Well, here's a possibility. The next morning, you could go down and get it before you go to work.
Do it first.
As a first thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is this. You say you want to sell your practice, and you need this tax information to sell your practice, but do you want to sell your practice?
When
you sell your practice, will that cause other complications for you?
Yeah. I wouldn't actually have put it in the word of complication, but I think I'm afraid because there's not the solution for now where I'm going.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. There's this uncertainty of something new. So if you can not do that, then you are apparently safe until you sell your practice, but you can't sell your practice till you do that. So it keeps you from having to deal with the uncertainty of life.
Right.
One thing, Antia, is if you get that information over to your tax accountant and he or she does the work, it does not mean you have to sell your practice.
True, yes.
But it's as if because you're ambivalent about the next step, you're not taking care of the pieces that you need to take care of. Am I accurate in assuming that you'll need to get this done with your tax accountant one way or another?
The other thing that he needs for to do the taxes, he has already. This is to actually get an estimation of the worth of
right.
the practice if I sell it.
Yes.
So, and it's really funny to me because everything you say makes sense, but I'm really ambivalent because on one side I'm really excited to go and to go into something new, but on the same place it's uncertain and,
Well, it's also interesting that if you sell this practice, you're going to find, or if you give your accountant this information, you're going to find out what you're worth.
Yes.
And that might be, you might not hold yourself in that high a regard. You may not see what you're worth. You may not want to see what you're worth because it would conflict with your story of who you are in life.
Yeah. That sounds accurate, too.
Well, It gives you the answer why you just seem to forget to do that piece. You're not sure you want the information.
See, it's possible that there are no mistakes in life, and that when you forget to do something, it's not just a forget. It's not just a mistake. It's more of an on-purpose forget, because it's confronting to have to look at that you have created a business that's worth something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would it be all right with you if you don't have any problems?
Yes.
You're sure now?
Say again, sorry.
Are you sure now?
Yeah, I guess I am. I think you said that before. It's actually a quote from Nelson Mandela. I think you mentioned it quite a few times, that we're not afraid of our shortcomings. We're more afraid of our greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes to mind. You know, there's something in me that sometimes just likes it and knows how brilliant I can be.
Yes, and there's something else there too, right?
Yeah. Right. But I absolutely like your idea that I'm just going to work tomorrow morning, and first thing I do is just go down there and get that stuff.
That's a great idea.
I like that.
You know, and then it's done. Whether or not you need it at this point, whether or not you're going to go forward and sell your practice, isn't even the important thing at the moment. The important thing is that you told yourself you were going to do it.
See, there's a big thing in giving and keeping yourself, your word with yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you keep your word with yourself, if you say you're going to do something and do it, then you can start to trust yourself. If you break your word with yourself, you don't trust yourself. And so you fall into a space called inertia, where everything is laborious. Everything is difficult.
Yeah. Actually, I just told someone exactly that, but it's so much more easier to, you know, tell that somebody else to see it in others than in oneself.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, another place where people get stuck, and you're a little bit stuck there too, Andrea, is that if you want to be productive with consistency, don't look at the whole project. Do what's next. What's next is going in the basement, and you're getting lost with this big umbrella of, do I want to sell the practice?
Mm-hmm.
But you have activities to take care of now rather than worry about the outcome. And lots of times people are worrying about the outcome rather than doing what's right in front of them that they know to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes very much sense.
And so if you want to have your life keep rolling with a consistency and a sense of well-being, it's really about doing what's appropriate in this moment, not about worrying where it's going to take you in the future. And because you don't know, you don't have the information yet. It may come that the value of your practice is so much that it would launch you into something else. It may be that you need to put more time to have some equity, more equity in it before you try to sell. But you don't have all that information yet, and you can't until you get more.
Yeah. Cool.
Do one thing at a time, Antia.
Yes.
Don't worry about the outcome until you get there.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Lovely hearing your voice, and we hope to hear your voice on the international call on the 14th.
Oh, yes, you will.
Excellent. All right, we'll see you in Costa Rica, too.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Start, maintain, complete, repeat. We have another caller. Let's take her, shall we?
Yes. Anina.
Yes.
You?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Where are you going? I'm calling from Switzerland, Naples, small place in Switzerland.
Naples.
Part of Switzerland. Naples.
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to hear your voices.
It's good to hear yours, too.
Thank you. And hearing what Antje said and what you talked with Antje so completely hit home with me. So about not worrying about the outcome.
Uh-huh.
I see it so much in my master's dissertation I'm currently writing up.
Yes.
So I keep worrying about not completing it in time.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Anina.
Yes.
The second principle says that no two things can occupy the same Anina at the same
yes.
time. So if you're busy worrying about whether you're going to pass your test, you're not going to study for it.
Yeah, it's a bit like driving down the road with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake.
Yeah, that's perfectly how it feels.
Yeah.
Oftentimes.
It's very expensive on petrol.
It is. It is, yes, and on my nerves, too. So, yes, and then suddenly I get involved, and then I completely maintain till I get, like, drained out. Or I forget to eat, and I forget to get up and to take breaks, and then I'm completely exhausted. Then I take a break, and then I have a very hard time to start again.
Well,
Well, it sounds like you're victimizing yourself with every step of this process.
Yes.
You don't just get so excited and work. Now
it becomes a problem that you are excited and work and don't take food breaks because you're so enthusiastic about what you're doing.
It could be a whole new diet strategy.
Yes. It could.
But when you're done, you beat on yourself for having done it the way you did it.
Yeah.
And beating on yourself does not set you up to start again.
No.
And the other thing is it's very simple. If you find that that's the case, you can set yourself an alarm.
Yes.
But then you would have nothing to complain about.
That and would be really hard.
And you wouldn't have an excuse not to start again.
Wow.
I'll tell you something else. If you're working on your master's dissertation,
yes.
chances are you're surrounded by a lot of people who are of the opinion that this has to be hard and arduous and difficult and stressful. And what would happen if it was easy?
Yeah, what would happen if it was easy?
It probably would just be fun.
Yes, but somehow you have it equated with value.
Yes.
You know, we recently have worked on a new book. It's virtually done now.
Mm-hmm.
But my theory is that if I'm stressed out about doing it, then I'm being inefficient. That the least stress that I have, that I can grow in my capacity to have creative projects be less and less stressful, easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is possible for you to have this project get easier and easier as well. But we have to take a break. Can you come back with us after the
yes.
break?
Yes, I will.
Most
Good.
Excellent. We'll
Thank
be
you.
Back shortly with Anina and talking about starting, maintaining, completing, and repeating. We'll be back shortly.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to Being Here.
First, a shout-out to all the folks who are joining us in a few days or next week, depending on which course you're coming to in Costa Rica. We are very excited that you'll be joining us. We're going to have an awesome, awesome time. Also, our next New York course is in March, the 9th through the 11th, Simplicity, How to Dissolve Stress, Fear, Worry, and Guilt. Oof.
I like that.
Yeah, it sounds like a good thing even for you and Nina.
Yeah, it sounds very good for me too. Yeah.
I'll tell you something. You don't have to have drama in order to take a break.
Here's the thing. I remember once I was part of a course that took place in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. And it was up around 8,000 feet in altitude.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning there was this run, and it was a one-mile run. And the rules of the run were you were either running or you stopped. There was no walking. See, no slowing it down to a walk.
Yep.
So you might want to play that game where when you study for what you need to or are working on your doctorate your master's.
Master's? Mm-hmm.
Yes. While you're working on your thesis, that you either go for it full out or take a break.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you think about taking a break while you're working, which is really taking a break, but it's not, because you don't get rested.
And then you think about work while you're taking a break.
Like you should be working
like
when you take
a break.
Break
without getting the benefit of the rest?
That's right. So we suggest that you, when you take a break, and when you're working, do the work.
Yeah.
One thing that's been really important for Shai and I is to recognize our own personal rhythms. There comes a point in the day where my typing falters, where I make lots of typos, where mm-hmm. I'm simply tired. And as much as I think I should keep pushing through, it's almost always best. I mean, sometimes there's a few things I just have to get done. But in general, it's so much better if I leave the office and get up early and start again when I'm fresh. Because for me, if I keep working past that super tired threshold, I get less and less effective and
less
spend
productive.
More and more time.
Yeah, less productive.
Yeah. And if you're taking genuine breaks, you're not going to have as hard a time of starting.
In fact, we wake up 5 o'clock in the morning to start working on our book. I mean,
oftentimes I'll wake up at 2 at night or 4 in the morning just to check if it's time to get up yet, because I'm excited to be working on the project.
Yeah.
So you can go about the project as a yes, or you can go about your project as a no. If you go about it as a no, you find all the reasons why things aren't working the way you want. And if you go about it as a yes, everything is easy.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to something. Were you listening when we were speaking to Antia?
Yes.
I really think that the component of giving and keeping your word to yourself is a really valuable one. Mm-hmm. I find sometimes, like, I'll take a break. I'll say, oh, I'm going to go watch some mindless TV, or I'm going to read a book for a little bit. And I'll go back to my project at 3, for example.
Yep.
It's really important that I don't then fudge it and say, ah, I'll do it till 3:15. Oh, I can do it tomorrow.
That's exactly what I do.
Yes.
Yep.
Do one of two things. Either don't tell yourself you're going to go back, and in this example at 3, just take your break without making a promise to yourself. Or if you do make a promise to yourself,
then keep your word with yourself.
Yep.
Either way works. What it sounds like you're doing is that you're telling yourself things that you don't then trust because you keep breaking your word with yourself.
Yeah.
And, for instance, Shai and I got a new treadmill, and we've not been super consistent on working out on the treadmill, but we have not told ourselves we're going to do it every day or we're going to do it 5 times a week. If I did that, I would definitely be doing it 5 times a week. I only tell myself what I'm going to do, what I'm actually going to do, not what I hope to do in order to be a better me.
Yep.
And that's where a lot of people get stuck. A lot of you have made New Year's resolutions in hopes of being a better you, rather than looking and seeing what you are actually going to do.
Yeah, that's a whole new aspect for me, because I saw the don't tell me what to do in when I tell myself go back at 3 and then I only go back at 3:15. But it never came to my mind to not tell myself, not to give myself a promise about a certain time to start with.
Right.
I just didn't see this possibility.
Well, you got to be kind to yourself, too, you see. You break your word with yourself and then you beat on yourself for breaking your word on yourself, you're gonna break your word again.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
That keeps it in place.
Yes.
As though you went to jail, you know.
Pardon?
It's like you went to jail. You punish yourself. Yeah. And then you start again. So now you're already punished, so you can go and do it again.
Yes. So yeah. Like I bought the right to do it again.
Exactly. You bought the right to do it again by punishing yourself. So don't punish yourself. Notice that you didn't do it, and then see what's next.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you may stretch things out because completing things sometimes can be
confronting. Like, if this project were complete, what would you do then?
Yeah, now I know what I'll do afterwards. And I've already noticed that it's getting a little better. So I'm speeding up now that I know what I'm going to do afterwards. But this aspect is in it, too. So what am I going to do when once I've finished my master's?
Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
Right. If this is your project has become your life, you don't know who you are without it. How long have you been working on this?
True. 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I could see why you would slow down, because if it ends, what will you do next?
Yeah.
You might actually have to totally get to work. Oh, no, not that.
Yes. 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 That, spot on, Ariel. Really. Yeah.
True. You know, the other thing, too, is there may be a hidden benefit in keeping things slower because it might keep somebody's attention on you.
Yes.
You get in the picture?
Yes.
Who do you get?
Mm. some elderly couple in tune, like my parents, for instance.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Yes, they want the best for you, and if they are concerned about you,
then you have their attention.
Yes.
They're thinking about you.
Yes.
Look, if you were to just do your work and do it well, they wouldn't have to worry about you.
True.
But then you wouldn't have their attention all the time. But it doesn't mean you just couldn't call them up and say hello.
Yeah.
And tell them how great you're doing.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so very, welcome. Very welcome.
Thanks
I'm
for
so
calling in.
Forward to seeing you so soon in Costa Rica.
Yes,
excellent.
We are going to have fun there.
Yes,
horses,
we will.
Horses, hummingbirds, tropical plants, rivers.
Delicious food.
Yep, and instantaneous transformation. Awesome.
And instantaneous transformation.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Nina, thanks again for calling.
Thank you.
Lovely, lovely having you.
Lovely being here.
Thank excellent. You. We have another caller. Should we take her?
Yes. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Edinburgh today. I'm in Scotland at the moment on a business trip.
Oh, excellent.
Scotland. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Excellent. What can I do for you today?
Okay, so I kind of want your advice on project work, because my job, I'm a sales and training manager, and sometimes I have to do a few projects, and there's a way, kind of a strategy, like our company, the way they approach projects. So there's like a strategy phase, a design phase, and then kind of an implementation phase. And I find myself, for me, it's very natural. I'm a natural doer. Like, I enjoy kind of doing things, but I find it really hard kind of to sit still and just kind of the brainstorming phase where you just come up with ideas and you're not quite sure where the project is going to go. So, and just, let your ideas run wild. So I'm really, I kind of want your advice as to how
Okay, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
My advice is slow down.
Yeah, you keep telling me that.
Well, you're in such a rush. You know, mm-hmm. Look, how you get something done well is by being thorough. By doing mm-hmm. what you have to do as though that's all you're going to do in that moment. And if you're trying to do it to get it over with, to move on to the next thing so you're finished, so you get it all done, you'll make mistakes. How you deal with it is you do each piece of your project as though that's the only piece that you have to deal with. And in each moment, it is the only piece. So in this moment of now, you can only be doing that aspect of the project that you're doing. But you get yourself lost in worrying about the rest of the project rather than doing the piece you're supposed to be.
Yes.
And then
yeah, I like your suggestion. Mm.
And you're trying to get over with it. You're not just there doing it. You're doing it to get it done with.
And you know what? Speaking of done with, we are done with this segment. We have to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, of course.
Most excellent. We'll speak more with Danny about start, maintain, complete, repeat after the break. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
We're speaking with Danny.
And she's in Edinburgh, Scotland.
So is it Danny? Yes, you are. I can hear you. Well, one of the things that you said is part of the challenge you're facing. You've labeled yourself. You said, I'm a doer. I'm good at doing.
Right.
So some people think they're a strategic thinker. Therefore, the doing part is harder for them. If you don't think of yourself as a strategic thinker, but you think of yourself as a doer, it will create a barrier between you and that piece of the project.
See, and you have ideas about what you're good at and when you're not good at that aren't based in reality, but based in the story you've told yourself since you're a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you're...
What was that?
She said
yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, you're good.
Your company is not...
Mm-hmm.
And your bosses are not unintelligent. They would not hire somebody who has three parts of the job description and the first segment is strategy. They would not hire somebody who is not capable of doing that.
Mm.
It's just that you're saying no.
Mm-hmm.
See, you will argue to prove your point of view right, and that includes your point of view about your story and what you're capable of and what you're good at. You will argue to prove those things right. You will also argue to prove those things that you're not good at. You'll be right that you're not good at thinking about these things, brainstorming, as you said.
Yeah.
Because you've got to be right more than anything else.
Yeah, I didn't know this kind of how
it's just kind of I can't say the word. It's kind of so mechanical, the kind of labeling and that I didn't. It's kind of bringing that attention to it. Cause I've never
I didn't get the
before.
Last thing.
Like, yeah, I've never noticed before how much I label myself in terms of, you know, that I don't like this part, or I think I'm naturally more this person. So
yes.
It's interesting that you said that.
Yes, and when you label yourself, you prove yourself to be right, even if you're proving yourself right that you're wrong.
But yeah, you know, when you say I'm naturally a doing type person. Well, let's go back to, you may not remember this, but I remember this for me. I remember when I first started typing. Typing didn't come naturally to me. And I was taking a class in high school, and I wanted to quit. And I remember the lady who was teaching the class said to me, "You never know when you might need this." And of course, she's like, "You may be a secretary someday." Of course, that was her thought, you know, her widest parameter. But she was actually accurate. In those days, there was not the idea that computers would come into be so common and that so much of our lives would be on email or even texting. It did not come naturally to me, but now it's natural. I can sit down, I put my hands on the keyboards, and go. When you first started typing, was it natural to you?
No.
Well, some of the things that aren't natural to you now are just things you need practice at. That doesn't mean that you're not capable of being skilled at it. It's that you just haven't put in the energy or interest or engagement. You haven't put it forward as if it's your idea. I bet you're good at typing now.
Yeah.
You do the typing as if it's your idea. When it comes across as if it's something that you're being made to do.
Something put on you from outside. Then you don't do it so well. And then you get to be right that you're not very good at it.
Yeah, I'll see where you come from.
So just the idea that you're not natural at it doesn't have a whole lot of weight.
Yes, it's kind of that approaching anything as if it just, like what you said before, kind of not having a preference in a way, and just being with the exercise.
Right. If you listen to your preferences, you'll always get a lot slower and get stuck.
Well, if you get lost in your thoughts about it, whether you're good at it or not, or whether you can or can't, whether you like it or not, those thoughts keep you from actually doing the work.
See, no two things can occupy the same Danny at the same time. You can either be fully engaged or talking to yourself.
And if you're talking to yourself, that's all you're doing. You're not getting any work done. There's no creative thinking happening. There's no brainstorming happening. There's just a complaint that you have to do it, and that voice is complaining.
Yeah.
Now, most of us are capable of toggling back and forth between those spaces really fast. But if you stop toggling between thinking and engaging, you're going to get far more done. In that what's contained in the commentary doesn't really matter, whether it's saying, "I can't, I'm not good at this,
I don't like it,
I don't want to, I don't have enough time." All of those things are complaints against someone or something, either them for making you do it or you as if you're not capable. And neither are true.
And Danny, darling, you're not that voice. You listen to that voice. You believe a lot of what it says to be true, but you are not the voice. You are not. But what the voice says are your limitations. Fact is, you're kind of limitless. You're capable.
Yes, I like that.
You are so much more capable than you have any idea. I remember now, I saw your handwriting when we were in England, in London, this past summer. or fall, I can't remember. This past year.
Mm-hmm.
And as I remember, I was taken by how absolutely beautiful your script was, how it was very precise and exact
and meticulous,
and it was, I realized when I looked at how you wrote that you're capable of much, much, much more than you can imagine. Because you see, you have a story that's been with you since you were a child, telling you of your shortcomings, your inability to complete things or do things. But that started when you were a little girl, when you weren't as able, but you are very capable now.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, Danny, I don't have proof for this, but I feel like mm-hmm. sometimes you keep yourself frantic so that people won't see you.
I like that.
And sometimes you even dress in a frantic way, like you'll wear very flamboyant clothes or something that draws attention away from you. You have a low tolerance for just being seen. So you'll add a lot of extra words, or you'll get frantic and speedy. You do things to hide that which you're afraid people are going to see.
And what they might discover is how capable and able and brilliant you are.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of truth probably in it. Yeah, I do find it. I do find it challenging, kind of have attention on me, like for a long time.
Well, even for a little bit of time.
Yeah. So
it's something you can build tolerance for. You can build tolerance for it. Costa Rica is going to be great for you because
yeah, I really look forward to it.
There's not a lot to do there. It's really about slowing down and being with yourself and discovering that being with yourself is a delicious place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love to explore that more.
Good. So between now and then, really practice slowing down. I'll bet even in the doing parts of your job, and that you'll be far mm-hmm. more effective if you slow down just a little bit.
Just a little bit, maybe 5-8%, not a lot. But just mm-hmm. slow it down so you can see where you're going. You can see what you're going to say. See, right now what you do is you speed into what you're saying and hope that you will find your point in the midst of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I get it. Like, instead of just slowing down a little bit and kind of being more focused, I'll just rush into it and then find out kind of the answer halfway through.
Yeah, that's the way you've been doing it. And I wouldn't say more focused. I'd say more present to what needs to get done. You bring your awareness to what you need to do, and that will be enough.
And by the way, it's already happened. Talking to you
is so different
than it was at the beginning of this conversation.
So very different.
Thank you guys so much. Cheers.
You're welcome.
I just
so much
to you.
Excellent.
Thanks for your advice.
Yeah, we really appreciate your calling in today.
Yeah, thanks, Danny.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, some of you take your foot off the gas and you slow way down and then you have to rev back up. Danny tends to rev up. And she just needs to slow down a little bit. It's all about balance and all about being kind to yourself about what you see.
Share the show with people. Share this show. You know, they got all this electronic wonders out there like Facebook and Twitter, and you can let people know that this show exists.
By the way, have you downloaded the Voice America app on your phone? You can actually listen to this show live on your phone if you get the Voice America app. So that's something that's available too. We are going to be away for a little bit. Our show will be on, obviously, but so It will keep you company if you don't happen to be joining us in Costa Rica. But you can join us for whatever else we have coming up. Our schedule is out there. You can find it on transformationmadeeasy.com. And we appreciate having you as our listener.
Yes, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Absolutely.
And the rest of your life, too, for that matter.
Thank you for being with us today. We're going to be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.